I have Gabriel Hines online now, Director of Services with Waterford City and County Council. You're very welcome to the programme, back to the programme, Gabriel.
Good morning, Maria.
What happens when we would have heard that this was upgraded to orange yesterday? What happens in your world when that kind of thing happens? What preparations do you make?
We have a severe weather team that sits down. We analyse what's coming and we make a number of decisions and put a number of actions in place. In the case of yesterday, for example, obviously our main worry was this morning at high tides with a significant gale force wind, southerly winds. So we're expecting wave overtopping and flooding at the lowland coastal areas. So yesterday afternoon, we erected our flood barriers in Waterford City and in Passage. And as found out this morning, they proved to be very effective and prevented flooding in the city and in Passage. In the other low-lying coastal areas yesterday, for example, Tramore, we closed off the Prom. Again, a very good decision because significant flooding there this morning and a lot of debris and sand on the Prom area. And in Dungarvan, we closed our car parks yesterday as well. And again, the Davis Quay car park, the car park at the Pond, the one out of the sports centre, were all flooded this morning during high tide. So that was the first preparations we did. We closed off those areas and put up our flood defences. As well as that, then we have made sandbags available yesterday and we have distributed sandbags to various locations around the county as well.
And what have you been hearing this morning, apart from the things that you've mentioned? Is there anything that you've been hearing that people need to be aware of?
Well, I think the most important thing at this stage to advise people is this: there's damaging and severe gusts on the way. We have an orange warning in place until 4 p.m. today. So it's going to be an impact, significant impact today. Obviously, with the severe gusts, we're expecting some fallen trees, branches down, wind-blown debris. So people need to exercise extreme caution. And again, if they're driving, again, slow down. The usual extra distance between the vehicle, between yourself and the vehicle in front of you. Again, the vulnerable road user, the cyclists, the motorcyclists, they could easily be blown into your path. And again, as I said, you could get some wind-blown debris as well. That, you know, would be very, very dangerous.
Because everyone has to play their part, don't they, to make sure that everybody gets through this?
100%. I mean, an orange warning, there's a threat to life. Obviously, you're going to get structural damage. So, like, you should avoid unnecessary journeys. And in the case where you have to make those journeys, do so and heed the advice we're given. Again, just in relation to outdoor events today, my advice would be that those should be cancelled. Because there's no point in risking people's lives in outdoor activities because there is going to be severe gusts. The strongest winds are predicted at around 12 noon today. So people need to be conscious of that and also be conscious this warning isn't over until 4 p.m.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just the other bit of advice is in relation to coastal areas. While accepting the high tide has dropped now, there will be severe gusts. And there is a danger if you're in an exposed area, you could get blown over. So stay away from coastal areas is still the advice for the full day.
And afterwards, is there a plan? Like, do you have to go around like bridges and things like that, checking that there was no damage done? What happens in the aftermath when we're all getting back to normal life? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, well, I suppose first of all, we had our crews on call during the night, and obviously they. Today, as things are reported in, they will deal with those, the immediate ones. And thereafter, then, inspections will be carried out in each area just to see is there any structural damage done to bridges or bridges blocked. And over the next couple of days, they will be dealt with. Just in relation to the public, it's important just to do, if people notice anything, ring in our number 0818 10 20 20, and the issues will be logged and we'll get them. Based on priority. And the other point, just you may get fallen ESB lines down. And the most important thing with those is report them in, don't go near them and stay away from them because they could be live.
Yeah, because it's looking quite rough and you don't know what's happening. You don't know what's around the corner if you're driving. If you're on a bike, you don't know when the gust of wind is going to blow you in the path of the car, as you've said. Floods. Like, you really have to be on high alert. We all have to be on high alert for the moment.
Yeah, Maria, it's very, very unpredictable. You could get a severe gust at any time, and that severe gust, particularly if you're cycling and walking, could blow you onto an oncoming car. So cars need to be aware of that. But if you're out yourself as a vulnerable road user, you need to be very careful as well.
Okay, well done on all the work that you and all the crews do. And I hope everybody stays safe and everybody reports anything that they find for you, so you'll be aware of it and you'll be able to sort it out. Gabriel, thanks for talking to me this morning.
Okay.